I'm Leanine Heiss, and this is episode 88 of the Moms in Prayer podcast. You guys, today's episode is a collegiate update with our own Moms in Prayer college liaison, Julie Lose. When the words savvy and smart come to mind, so does the name Julie. Julie is no stranger to our podcast. She was a guest on episode 36 and episode 54 with Hillary Ferrer of Mama Bear Apologetics. That book was my number one book of last year, besides the Moms in Prayer books, of course. Julie is a fast talker and has her finger on the pulse of what's happening across the nation on our college campuses. And as you will hear, we are seeing huge movement in the spirit and the spreading influence of Moms in Prayer and college campus ministries. You are a part of this. A large percentage of our kids will one day head to college, and whether you have a child there now or will have one someday, you are going to love this conversation. Collegiate Day of Prayer is right around the corner on February 27th, and you will hear all the details of how to be involved. Before we get started, would you please consider giving a donation of any size to the Ministry of Moms in Prayer? You text the word STEWARD to 41444. It's that easy. We're a nonprofit ministry, and there's so much more we'd love to be able to do. I, for one, would like to see the Creole translation of the booklet moved along in the translation process. We have a Moms in Prayer app, don't tell, that we want to see developed, and we have languages around the world begging for more tools. God is on the move. Would you join us in bringing hope to children, schools, and mamas around the globe? You can donate on our website or through your phone by texting STEWARD to 41444. If we all agree to skip a coffee or two a month and bless the Moms in Prayer ministry instead, we would see unimaginable movement around the world. Now, before you start scrambling for a pen while driving, rest assured that all the ministries and links for today's episode can be found on the blog at the website at momsinprayer.org. Can I let you in on a secret? If you're on the main page and scroll all the way to the bottom, you'll see a graphic of the Moms in Prayer podcast with today's title on it, Collegiate Prayer Update. Click that and it's a shortcut straight to the show notes. All right, no more chit-chat. Let's get started. Julie, welcome back to the Moms in Prayer podcast.
Hey, we're making this a habit. I always love talking with you, Lee. You do a great job on the Moms in Prayer podcast, so thanks for having me back.
Well, we love you, friend. Love to learn about what God is doing on our college campuses. Julie, you serve as our college group liaison, and I know that you are doing your best to keep a pulse on what God is doing in universities around America. Mm-hmm. And boy, is he on the move right now.
He is. There are movements going on the college campus and for the college campus, probably like never before. And I know we're going to get into these in a little more detail, but Collegiate Day of Prayer, Every Campus, Together 2020, the Year of the Bible, these are major initiatives that are touching the college campus. And there's a lot of exciting things happening with students as well, with little breakouts of prayer and revival on campuses all across America. So for a place that has a lot that is not good going on, there is a lot of good news happening at the same time.
Isn't that so encouraging? College really is. Our time in a university is really a part of the very formative years of our life. It's students are leaving home for the first time and making choices on their own. I always think like they're free agents once they walk out of our houses. But Julie, remind us of the importance. Why are we praying for colleges and universities?
Right. Well, so first of all, let's just give a few statistics so people can understand the scope of this. All right. There are about 4,900 college campuses in America. That's 4-year and 2-year universities. There are about 21 million college students,
Whoa.
About 1.5 million professors, and then you've got like graduate teaching assistants, about 160,000 of those. When you think about that and think about the impact that the university has on our culture, culture flows out of the university. The university is training the future leaders in the major spheres of cultural influence. Now, for example, the National Day of Prayer describes 7 major areas of influence: business, arts and entertainment, family, government, education and media and the church. And then you've got also things like medicine and law. So think about all your future leaders coming out of that training. Those students are being shaped by the lectures and the research that's going on in that university. And I love this quote that I found in a book by Faculty Commons, which is The Ministry to Faculty from Crewe. It said, "No single moment passes without the shadow of the American university system shaping our country and in some way the world." And then they pointed out in this book something I had never thought about. In the passage in Luke, it's Luke 6:40, Jesus actually teaches that a disciple is not above his teacher, but that every student, when he is fully trained, will be like his teacher. Mm. Well, if you apply that to the educational system, and especially to higher education, what worldview are our students being taught, and by whom at the university? And our culture is eventually shaped by the belief systems and values that flow out of the university. So that right there is reason enough for us to be praying for the university.
Well, colleges have been a part of revivals throughout time. You and I have talked about that mm-hmm. before. Like, great movements of God have come out of universities.
Right. We saw that in the first and second Great Awakenings and revivals. And you know what? The other thing that's really cool that I think means a lot to us moms and prayer moms is they can trace that there was corporate prayer that happened ahead of those revivals and awakenings for the college campus. So what we're doing is hopefully feeding into a new round of revival and awakening as well. And you know, our original universities, they were set up to train the next generation of clergy. They were in the pursuit of truth. And unfortunately, that has changed over time. And we moms and prayer moms gather to pray that, you know, our universities would be returned to a pursuit of truth.
Well, there's a huge spiritual battle over our colleges and universities. I remember reading a fiction book right after I graduated college. And in it, it's in the vein of Frank Peretti, but he was mm-hmm. talking about the spiritual warfare that's occurring at this university and the fight for truth, where that university was founded on Christ and biblical truth and now has devolved from that to such a degree that it actually advocates the exact opposite. And mm-hmm. when our kids go into college, this is a time in their life where they're very vulnerable. Talk to us about that.
Well, right. I mean, think about it. If you yourself went to college, you can probably relate. You are no longer right under the guidance of your parents, and you are free to do what you do or don't want to do. And Lee, I vividly remember the first Sunday that I was at college. I woke up and said to myself, I don't have to go to church today. Whoa. But thank God I did go. You know, now that was a different age and time, and it maybe was a little more accepted and popular, but I did choose to pursue my faith during college. And I think that's one reason that maybe I have such a passion for the college campus. It was for me where my faith was actually solidified and where I made it my own. And there's a lot of research, we've talked about it some in the past, where some students do leave the faith because they haven't been trained in why our faith is historic, evidential, and real. But there is also some evidence that shows that students who do actually grapple with it while they're in college come out stronger and do stick with their faith when they leave the university. So grappling with our faith during that time is a good exercise.
Well, I love this conversation, especially as my son gets ready for college. I mean, it's just now it's imminent. I think there are a lot of moms and prayer moms who don't think about this until you've gotten to this place in high school and you're like, oh my gosh, my son is leaving in a year, you know, and then this comes to the forefront of our minds. And certainly we love Christian colleges and universities. To have the opportunity to be trained in them would be terrific, but that's not always a choice that our kids are going to get. And so a lot of them are going to enter secular environments, and we need to be believing that not only are our prayers going to change the landscape of their experience, but also that our kids could be change agents in that environment too. Right?
Absolutely. And that's a prayer we should be praying, that our Christian students and our Christian professors will be change agents. They'll be the ambassadors for Christ on that campus.
So let's just right away address the idea that moms and prayer moms are done when their kids graduate from high school.
No, please no. I always like to say that just because your kid graduated from high school does not mean that you have graduated from moms and prayer. You can continue into the college years and even into the career years. And think about it, moms, if you do that, then by the time you follow those kids all that way, you're ready now to become a grandma in prayer. So you're just going to do it for life, okay? But yeah, those college years, we really encourage our moms to continue praying. Or if you haven't, start. There's no reason you can't start praying in the college years. And that's why right now we have almost 1,000 registered college moms and prayer groups. There might be more. So I'm speaking to you out there. If you're in a college group and you're not registered, please go on the website and register. Right. So we can know about you.
Well, and it's possible for moms to pray in regular moms and prayer groups and be covering colleges. Right, Julie?
Right. And one thing I do want to address, because it's kind of a common misconception with some of our moms, I get a lot of emails asking, how can I join a moms and prayer group that prays specifically for my child's university? Well, on the whole, the Moms in Prayer College groups are not school specific. And if there are school specific groups out there, unfortunately, our database doesn't really have a way to track that and connect you with someone. So you're going to have to find that out maybe through just asking or through your local leadership. But most college groups are, for instance, for like I'll describe my experience. My high school moms, as our kids went on to college, we stayed together. Well, we had all been at the same high school, but now those kids have spread out all over the country. So we still pray for them in our same group, and we speak the names of their campuses out loud as we pray and ask God to cover those campuses as we then delve into praying for the campus concerns on the prayer sheet.
I love that. I've seen it go a lot of different ways. Groups do this a ton of different ways, but right. We have moms who regularly pray with us in our high school group for their kids who are in college. So right. You can be integrated into a group,
exactly.
Or you could have a college-specific group. It's just Julie would like to know that you're praying for a college.
That's
right, Julie?
Right. That's right. And when you register your group online, you can list the college is there, but we're not really set up to then use that data yet, but it's helpful to know what colleges are being prayed for.
Yeah. One of the things that I think is really important for moms to understand is that you're offering a lot of resources that are helping moms mm-hmm. who are in the middle of this journey. Julie, tell us about your ministry as it relates to Moms in Prayer College.
Okay, so we actually have a college page on the Moms in Prayer website, and a big shout out to headquarters and especially Sue Iacoboni in the headquarters department there who helps make that page very robust. We have a lot of great resources. The way you can find that is to go on the website to the homepage, click on the tab that says Get Involved, then you scroll down and you'll see a button that says Specialized Groups. Click on that and you'll see that one of the specialized types of groups we offer is college praying moms. So when you go click on there, you're going to come to the college page. And some of the things that we have, the main way we help our leaders is by having monthly college prayer points. So this is an email that I write and send out to the registered college leaders and then anybody else who wants it. I will note, we have recently changed the schedule on that, and now that will be published every other month with 2 months worth of prayer points on it. So for instance, I'm getting ready to post the ones for March and April. Those prayer points are some encouragement and equipping and news and information about what's happening on the college campus. But then for a leader, when she goes to fill out the part on the prayer sheet about campus concerns for college, you can take these suggested prayer points, copy and paste them right into your prayer sheet, and use that to pray more strategically and intentionally about the things that are going on to the campus. And the thing that I like to remind our moms of, think about the whole experience that your student is experiencing there. Yes, we want to pray for our students, and we want to pray for student issues that are specific to the college campus, but we are also praying for the departments, the professors, the administrators, the staff, campus concerns, things like freedom of speech and freedom of religion and things like that, that are very focused on the college campus. And also, we're praying for our campus ministries and the campus ministry leaders, because they're the ones that are really pouring into the lives of our Christian students. So you'll see prayer points that helps cover all those types of things. We have blogs there, we have podcasts, we have a sample prayer sheet, because there's some ways you can tweak, you know, the regular Moms in Prayer prayer sheet to fit a little bit better for the college campus.
And love that.
Oh, good.
You did that, because sometimes we just need an idea. We don't know what we don't know until mm-hmm. we see the way somebody else has done it. So I love that you have a prayer sheet on there.
Right. And just keep checking on it, because we're always adding new resources, and that's where you'll also find the resources for the Collegiate Day of Prayer.
It's so good. You also have a Facebook page too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What is that?
So it's just, if you'll go on Facebook and look up College Praying Moms, it's an open page for anybody to come to and like. And what that allows me to do is, in between the times when we send out those prayer points, if I see interesting articles, if I find that there are some specific prayer needs, it's a way for me to communicate with moms and get that information out there.
I just so appreciate that ministry. I want to make sure that everybody understands. We will have those links in the show notes, okay. And you can find those by going to the blog at momsinprayer.org, and then go ahead and click on the blog button. We'll have all those direct links on there, just like mm-hmm. we do every single week, or you can do it just the way that Julie said to, through the specific group type. So I love that. Julie, Moms in Prayer is actually beginning to have a part in the conversations that are happening across America about college campuses. Mm-hmm. And I know that you've been brought into a lot of really cool conversations about that. I love that Moms in Prayer. I have chills all over talking about this. Moms in Prayer is making waves right now.
We are.
And so tell us about that and some of the opportunities that you've been involved in this year.
Yeah, I am really encouraged by the networking partnerships that we are working in right now. And the biggest one, I think, that we want to talk about is Collegiate Day of Prayer, because that's coming up. And so just a reminder, if people aren't familiar with that, it is a day for the church at large, okay, the church in America, to actually adopt campuses to pray for on that one day. So the body of Christ on February 27th of this year will be praying for the college campus. Now, it is an annual event. Every year, it's the last Thursday of February. And a little history, this actually started about 200 years ago. Churches started this to pray for our college campuses. It went dormant for about 100 years. And then about 9 years ago, it was restarted. And it has just taken off ever since then. I encourage moms to go to the Collegiate Day of Prayer website and read the history behind it. You will be so encouraged. And you'll learn a lot, too. We want to encourage you to reach out to your church and let them know about this. There are promotional tools that they can use. There's a 40-day prayer guide that you can download on our website that helps you pray for the college campus. And remember, the goal is not just to pray for the campus, but to go to the website and adopt it, because there's a map. And what happened last year, for the first time ever since this had been reinstated, every campus in America was adopted to pray for.
Oh, praise now, the yeah, Lord, Julie. Yeah.
So we can't let that, you know, wane Rock. This year, yeah. right? So the goal this year is not only to make sure that each one is adopted, but that more people are praying for each of those campuses. And the word that we're using is we want to saturate those campuses in prayer. And as you go on that map and look around, think about adopting some of the campuses that maybe, you know, aren't the big universities that people normally think of, some of the community colleges, and adopt as many as you can. And there's tools there to use for prayer, but you know us moms and prayer moms, we're going to put together a prayer sheet.
Totally.
So we have got a prayer sheet on our website that is specifically for use on the Collegiate Day of Prayer. You could use it personally. You could use it corporately. You could share it with a church group and do it. So that is there for you to use.
I love this, Julie, because there's so many things that we use strategy for in life. But for whatever reason, using a prayer strategy to fight a spiritual battle is not our natural reaction.
Right.
We would rather pick it than pray, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And here is the doggone honest truth. We have so much more power when we pray.
Absolutely.
So we can stop complaining about this and get busy praying and moving things in the spiritual realm in Jesus' name, right?
And you know, the Collegiate Day of Prayer is very appreciative of the moms and prayer moms. They realize that we are a major prayer force for adopting those campuses. They're going to post our prayer sheet on their website. They're going to link to us. So it is a great partnership going both ways. And just a thought for moms and prayer moms, if you would like to see growth in prayer groups in your area, this is a great tool for outreach to use. As you invite moms or even the church, you know, to come in and do this, you can tell them, hey, look, you're doing this one day a year through the Collegiate Day of Prayer, but we moms and prayer moms do this every week. And if you want to come learn the power of prayer for our schools, join a moms and prayer group. So use the Collegiate Day of Prayer as a tool for outreach.
All right. So there's going to be a nationwide call as well. And we know and experience those on Global Day of Prayer when moms and prayer moms link hands. But this is going to be for Collegiate Day of Prayer.
Mm-hmm. Right. So on that day, if you'll go on the website, you'll find all the information for the conference call number and how to log in. And that will be at 9 a.m. Pacific time, 10 Mountain, 11 Central, noon Eastern on Thursday, February 27th. Now, I know that some moms, you know, who maybe work or whatever, that time is not going to work for them. But if it does, please join us. And then that evening, the reason we are not doing an evening call is because the Collegiate Day of Prayer is actually going to do a live stream event from Yale University, which is a historic university, one of our very first that started. And you can participate in that by going on Facebook to their webpage and signing up to be a part of it. We're going to cross promote it on the College Praying Moms Facebook page. And I believe the Moms in Prayer main Facebook page will be showing that live stream as well.
You guys, this is such a cool opportunity for us to join in the spiritual realm, the fight for campuses and for truth to be proclaimed on campuses.
Right.
But Julie, like we said, God is doing all kinds of incredible things. Mm-hmm. Tell us about Every Campus.
All right. Every Campus is an initiative that was started by CRU and InterVarsity, probably the two largest campus ministries in America. And this collaboration in itself is historic because typically, you know, our collegiate ministries haven't participated together in things that much. But these two ministries met at the Together 2016 event, which was a gathering of young people on the Mall in Washington, D.C. Out of this was birthed this movement that is helping mobilize prayer and gospel communities on every campus. It's really a collaborative event. Now there are all kinds of campus ministries and moms in prayer and churches and denominations that have come on as partnership. The collaboration and convergence that is going on for prayer and concern for the campus is just, it's amazing. Can only be described as a work of God.
And Julie, that's God's heart for us, is that we would link arms, not compete, right?
Exactly. And just think about, the Bible says they'll know we are Christians by our love. When a campus that's walking in darkness sees campus ministries working together and demonstrating love to a campus, that's just going to be an incredible witness. So the first step of Every Campus was to get campuses prayer walked. They wanted to really plow the ground for revival and awakening, but especially to get gospel-centered campus ministries started, because there was a majority of campuses that had no gospel-centered ministry on them. Well, they had hoped by the end of 2019 to have all 4,900 campuses walked. Didn't quite make that. There's about 1,200 campuses that remain to be prayer walked, but it was great progress. And now they're moving on to sort of the second phase of every campus. And that is actually setting up campus ministries. And we are in talk. I have gotten to attend several meetings in person. I'm on a monthly phone call of how we can support this effort. And I'm working with the leaders of every campus for some exciting ways that Moms in Prayer can still be involved. But the first thing you can do is go to the website, look up the unwalked campuses. And if you've got one of those campuses near you, please go prayer walk it. If you're traveling on spring break or vacation, see if there's a campus, you know, on your way that hasn't been prayer walked. We do have guidelines on the College Praying Moms page so that we, you know, abide by the Moms in Prayer policies and guidelines. And we also have a prayer sheet that you can use. One of our College Praying Moms who really caught the vision for this, Betsy Kodat, she adapted a CDOP prayer sheet that we had for prayer walking the campus. So there's tools there for our moms to use.
I love that so much. If we have never gone on a prayer walk, this is something that can just really drive faith deeper inside mm-hmm. of us. It's fun to do with a friend,
it
too.
Is.
This is a really interesting idea. And I want to encourage moms, whether you have somebody on a college campus or not, if you have a college near you, go check and find out if that community college or, you know, mm-hmm. that state university is covered in prayer. One of the fun things that I wanted to talk to you about is linking arms with these organizations means that even if our kids are attending state schools or secular schools, these are the organizations that can help our kids' faith remain intact.
Exactly. So it's great that we're supporting the campus ministries and the movements like Every Campus and Collegiate Day of Prayer. And I would give a shout out, especially this is a resource for moms of kids that are maybe not yet on the college campus, especially if they're in that junior or senior year. Campus Ministry Link, which we have a link to on our college pages, is an incredible tool for you to go research what campus ministries already exist on the college campus that your son or daughter might be looking into. And you can research the campus ministries before, just like you're researching the collegiate things that they have at that university, and get your student already connected to a ministry before they even step foot on campus. So great tool to remember to use.
Oh, that's so good. Tell us about Together 2020.
All right, so Together 2020 will be the third round, I guess you would say, of this initiative that was started by the Pulse Movement and Nick Hall. And Nick, great story, is a Moms in Prayer kid. He was prayed over by his mom in Moms in Prayer groups, and our own Fern Nichols, our founder and past president, has spoken at many Pulse events, and Sally Burke, our president, continues to speak.
So and they can listen to Nick Hall on the podcast episode.
There you go.
With Nick. And
that's
he's
right.
at lots of events this year, too.
Yeah, so he's been one of the main speakers, right? He was at our 35th anniversary event out in San Diego. So these are sort of catalytic events. The first one occurred on the Mall in Washington, D.C. in 2016. 2018, there was one at the Texas Motor Speedway. And this coming year in June, in fact, June 20th, 2020, so that's an easy date to remember, it's going to be back in D.C., but it's going to be on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. This is going to be really cool. And I want to just use the words that they're using to describe it. It's an immersive experience of art, music, and culture that draws the next generation to encounter Jesus in Scripture. They're going to have world-class artists and speakers, and the goal is to unleash a generation to pursue their passion and their influence for the gospel. We have had a presence at the past two Together events, and we will be there again this year. I actually got to participate in both of those and help pray for students that came up and asked for prayer. So it was incredible. There's a great working relationship.
Julie, I have chill bumps all over my arms thinking about what this could be.
It's going to be amazing. Last, I think there was 350,000 to 500,000 at the past two events, and they're hoping to surpass that.
Y'all, these are students. Yeah. This is just what's so exciting. And Nick really is moving things forward in this generation. And we say all the time we need to be praying for Nick Hall.
Right.
But he really is doing some things. In fact, he's doing Year of the Bible, too. That's part of his initiative this year, too. And so I see how Year of the Bible is engaging with Together 2020, right?
Right. It's just this huge network that's all connected, almost like a spider web, you know, where all these things touch each other. And the Year of the Bible is a global campaign. The goal is to see more people engage in the Bible than ever before. And there's a part of it that I'm really excited about that is the public proclamation and reading of scripture. And so one of the things that I am including in our prayer points for college is to pray that our Christian students and professors would be willing to read the Bible aloud on campus and have it proclaimed as truth, speaking over campus like never before. Can you imagine how that could shift the atmosphere on the college campus? And one of the, I guess, taglines maybe that the Year of the Bible is using is simply let it speak. Read the word and let it speak. And you can also go to the Year of the Bible website and engage with all kinds of great tools and resources for reading the Bible.
Oh, Julie. Well, we're running out of time. So give me an update on Claim Your Campus. We hear from them. There's lots of podcasts with them, but Claim Your Campus, July 2020, July 3rd through 5th. What are they doing there? That's Jeff Ecker.
Right. It's a great big meeting out in the field in the middle of Kansas, in the middle of our country. And this is geared more towards our middle school and high school students. They're gathering there to learn how to begin prayer groups and share their faith effectively on campus. Now, Claim Your Campus groups are already taking place in schools across America. But this, again, is going to be a catalytic event to do more training and send more students out. And the reason that I wanted you and I to talk about this is when you think about it, these are our future college students. So if they are already growing in their faith and learning how to share it on their campuses, they can bring that onto the college campus and immediately begin to start making an impact.
Julie, it's so fun to get these updates from you. And I hope you'll come back soon because I really want to do a how do we pray for college professors?
Yeah.
At many schools, we would be praying the same Acts salvation prayer over all of them, one after another after another. And I know you've been doing some deep work in this. But for right now, we just want to say God is on the move in college ministry.
And we praise him for that. I am so thankful to be able to connect with these different ministries and hear what's happening because it gives me that broader overview and it helps me then be able to equip our moms to pray just much more strategically, much more informed. I got off a phone call with a lady from Faculty Commons with Crew just this week to learn more about how we can specifically be praying for our professors. So that was very encouraging and enlightening.
Oh, that's so good. We want to encourage all our moms who are listening with kids getting ready to go off to college next year that you do not drop out of Moms in Prayer. You are a Moms in Prayer mom for life, right, Julie?
Exactly. For life. Well, you got it.
All right. Well, Julie, would you do us a favor and pray right now that these movements would continue to go forward in Jesus' name?
Yes. Oh, Father, we are so thankful for the way we see you at move on our college campus, through our college campus, and in different movements and initiatives that are affecting our college campus. We thank you that you are the great orchestrator of this, that you have a heart for our college kids and professors, and that you have used the college campus mightily in the past to spark revival and awakening and then to affect culture and to send out great missions movements. And Lord, we ask you to do that again in a fresh way, in the way that you see fit. Thank you for our Moms in Prayer moms and for this ministry. And I pray that you would use the information that Lee and I have been able to share today to spark even further interest in continuing to pray into our college years. Father, would you do a great work on our campuses? And I thank you and ask you to bless all of our Moms in Prayer moms as they gather to pray weekly to impact impact children in schools for Christ, including the university. Mm. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Well, Julie, Collegiate Day of Prayer is right around the corner, and we want everybody to plug in.
Thank you, Lee. February 27th.
That was so fun. God is on the move, and we are so glad to join him. Julie's running a contest until February 20th on the Collegiate Moms in Prayer website. The prize is a set of Moms in Prayer prayer cards, and entry is easy. So head over to the website at momsinprayer.org and win that prize. Just a reminder that our show notes are found on the blog, and ways to connect with Julie are there too at the blog at momsinprayer.org. Remember, Collegiate Day of Prayer is February 27th, 2020. You guys, that's next week. Julie gave you all the steps that you need to get your church involved. Let's turn out in Moms in Prayer force. Moms are making the difference. Moms who will not quit. Moms just like you. See you next week.